When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
That's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
I might watch that tonight, man.
It's on Netflix. Where is it on?
No, I think it's in the movies.
Oh, Amazon.
American Fiction.
It says Amazon.
But you know, it like bounces from that to Amazon. Like, it's like they want him to make like a black
see the concept now that you told me about
he's
it.
He's one of the best actors that
Jeffrey
we have.
Wright?
Yeah, he's one of the best actors we have. Like,
who's we?
The black people.
Why not just
but
everybody?
He's Spanish, though. But he played Shaft, and then he played Martin Luther King. How can you play a Hispanic dude and then play Martin Luther King?
As he can, that's fine.
He was Peoples.
But it actually looks really funny.
Did you see him in People when he was Peoples? I don't know what he is. Is he black, white? I don't know what he is.
Yes.
No. I think he's Spanish, man. Like, listen, I didn't know
His name is Jeffrey Wright.
I didn't know Willie was Puerto Rican.
Willie Colon?
Listen,
last name is Colon with an accent over the second O.
Listen, black just means
what did you think that was?
Listen, Wright,
Swedish?
Wright is his master's name. We don't know what his real name is. That's Master's last name. His name Toby. How the hell we know who the hell he is, man? Like so you can't judge a black person by their last name. That's the farm he was on.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not the farm he was. Okay.
I'm just saying. Jeffrey Wright don't mean this man is. This dude played people.
He ain't Jeffrey wrong.
No. When he could grow hair, his hair grows out straight. This dude ain't black.
He's from D.C. He's Dominican and black.
There you go. What do you mean, thank you?
Dominican.
And black.
Now, you know if Dominicans do not claim themselves as black.
Why did you say thank you?
You heard Big Poppy. Dominicans, remember a couple years ago, was attacking Black Lives Matter?
I mean,
I'm telling the truth.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
Dominicans don't call
themselves
black.
Hey, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the Dominican hour. Our peoples. You kill my brother, you got to kill me, man.
I just can't anymore. This has been a day.
Jeffrey Wright's amazing.
So
man.
Yesterday, if you were listening to the show, we came up with this concept of like Drunk Han, and where I say, if I was ever a general manager of an NBA team, which that would never happen, but if I ever was, you have your deals that you would do that are logical, that you would look for and see if you can make them happen. Then there's always the drunk one. The one where I shoot my shot. It's insane. It's crazy. But I'm going to give it a shot because I'm going to give you the chance to tell me no, but I'll never know if I don't ask. And this year I said that I would just call up Sean Marks and say, 5 first-round picks, Mikal Bridges. Make it happen. And I know he'd say no and probably hang up and they'd laugh and then they'd leak it out and make fun of me and all that stuff. And that's fine. But that's what you do because you could do that for 5 years in a row. But if in that 1 year you get a yes, you might have just made the trade of the century. So with that in mind, ESPN on the website has an entire report. It's just a great feature on ESPN Plus. 6 big trades we want to see.
Mm.
And our good friend Bobby Marks, he has one that says Bridges goes across the bridge. And I said, well, I got to talk to Bobby about this now. So we brought him on. So Bobby Marks joins us right now. I say, Bobby, great minds think alike.
Well, I think we split up the Knicks social media Twitter world yesterday with that. There were yes. Some people who thought I was crazy, and they're like, oh, we love it. Let's do it right now.
Right.
And listen, the last time, and I wrote about, and this is the beauty of America these days, that people don't read, right? Like, nobody read the article here. When I said, like, the last time there was a trade was in 1983,
damn.
Right? There hasn't been a trade in 41 years. And even when I worked in the Nets front office, I don't remember even calling the Knicks and even offering a trade. So, like, let's just put that to the side. But big picture, if, you know, and Brooklyn had a good win last night against Utah, but, if, you know, Bridges got 2 years left on his contract, likely to see how the extension rules are going to work. He's probably not going to extend there because of, you know, his a below market number. If the losing continues, why not pick up the phone and say, you know what, we would offer you this for Mikal Bridges here. And I think people got held up on 5 first round picks. And I think when you look at it, like, where are those picks going to be, right? Like, if you look at it, that Dallas pick, which is probably going to be in the teens, maybe early 20s, that Milwaukee pick next year could be in probably in the late 20s if you know they'll continually be good. And certainly how this Knicks team is playing right now, and there's no reason to think that this team isn't going anywhere with Brunson and OG, and certainly Randall's got to get healthy here, but and some of your other players, you know, DiVincenzo and Mitch and Robinson will get back, and it doesn't really cost you anything except draft capital. Why not? And so that's why we thought of the concept there as far as, you know, and yeah, listen, it will happen, no, but, you know, it's always worth, you know, kind of throwing at that hypothetical.
What are they doing in Brooklyn as far as if the losing continues? It seems like last year when they made this trade, they had a lot of tradable pieces, and they decided to run it back because they played well at the end of the season, but it seems to be going in the opposite direction. So if it's not Bridges, if he's going to be the cornerstone, how do you build properly around him?
Well, here's the challenge, Bart. And it's kind of weird because, you know, Houston controls their first-round pick in the next 4 years from the Harden trade back in 2021. So you have that to factor in. But then at the other end, you have, you know, you got all those picks you got in the Durant trade from Phoenix. You've got a first from Dallas. You've got a first from Philly. You've got, I think, 7 tradable first that you have. So you have the draft capital if that next guy becomes available, but as you guys are, you know, watching with New York and stuff, you know, there's not that next guy available right now, and it's a challenge. I mean, they have a lot of players that a lot of other teams like, and certainly getting Simmons back last night helps, but how reliable is that going to be moving forward? Outside of this next year, there's no point guard on the roster because Dinwiddie and Dennis Smith are free agents here. Nick Claxton is a free agent here. So as I said, like the losing takes its toll on you. This has been a below 500 team, since the Durant trade. You get into the first round last year, possibly get into the play-in tournament this year here, but you're hoping that next guy becomes available where you have that draft capital to go out and get him.
Now, to be clear, just so everybody knows, because again, Bobby, you have experienced Knicks Twitter. The words you did use in this article was, but this isn't trades we think will happen. It's trades we want to see. So from that perspective, but because you said to me it'll never happen, I want to ask you, because you have spent 20 years in a front office. You know how things work here. Am I crazy to say that? Like, if I were a GM, and I don't know, maybe you'd be this way too, that while there's the logical deals that I would look for, there's always that one that is illogical, that, you know, I'm probably going to get laughed at. They're going to slam the phone down. But I won't know until I ask. And each year, to me, I feel like there should be one every year that you have that you just put out there and just want the holy bleep moment if they say yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, Leon's going to call and ask about Giannis right now.
Not yet.
Right?
Not yet.
Maybe next year.
Right, exactly. Let's see how the playoffs go.
It's not like he's calling Golden State and be like, hey, would you guys move Steph Curry? You guys are playing. Well, no. We're not going there, right? We're not going in that direction. But, you know, considering where New York is, you have the Villanova. I think you have the Villanova factor means something, right, with Brunson and DiVincenzo. And Hart, guys.
They were all hanging out at the St. John's Villanova game on Wednesday night. They were all like, it's not like they don't talk to each other. You don't think that in joking, Josh Hart, by the way, who's a cut up, you don't think he's constantly needling Bridges about it? Of course they've talked about it. So, yeah, that's what I mean.
Basically, I kind of, you know, I started really thinking after that Nets Knicks game last, I think it was last Wednesday here, where, like, you watch it and, you know, I mean, listen, I've sat through it in 20 years and I get it, you know, regarding the Knicks town and everything. I've never seen it that way. I've never seen it where it's 90-95% Knicks fans in Brooklyn.
Me either.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that was a first.
And so, listen, they've had a couple nice, you know, they beat Houston the other night. They beat Utah. They got Phoenix Wednesday night here. Maybe they'll string along some games here. But as I said, like, you know, eventually things are going to have to get better, because although he's got 2 more years after this year, the goal is to put, you know, the right people around him.
If you were in the Knicks front office right now with all these picks that you have at your disposal, what would you do right now when you consider the Randall injury, the Robinson injury, and you know the uncertainty of either one of them being back by the end of the season, although it does feel like both could be available to you before the playoffs? Where you are in the East, which right now is a virtual tie of third, yeah. You know, after the trade you made with OG, would you still be chips in the middle of the table? Let's go for it, or would you say, or would you wait for the off season? Which way would you go?
I you know, there's always going to be somebody available in the off season, and I know where the Knicks are right now, and they're in a really good spot here. I think I would still look for some front court help. I don't know if I'm putting those picks in play. The first, you know, I wrote about it, I think, a couple weeks ago. I would call Utah about Kelly Olynyk. That would give you kind of another stretch four, you know, as far as a guy. And just insurance, because eventually, you know, with, you know, Randall and hopefully Robinson gets back, and you still have Hartenstein and Achiuwa, has given me some pretty good minutes here, but I'm still holding on to those picks because what's going to happen? We just got the new cap projections for next year. It's going to be like a government shutdown. I mean, we're looking at a third of the teams that are going to be in this apron, this first and second apron here, where they're basically going to be frozen with their roster, and it's going to be extremely hard for teams. You know, and New York is sitting in a really, really good spot. I said them and Oklahoma City are the two playoff teams that are sitting in the best spots here as far as draft capital, players, flexibility going forward here, that eventually there's going to be a player, as you guys know, gets eliminated in the first round or doesn't make the playoffs here, that is going to want to ask out. And, you know, they've certainly got, you know, we've got basically eight tradable first, and that will continually increase when we get into the offseason.
Are the Knicks a team that you look at this season are they playing over their heads right now? I mean, 13-2 in a month is pretty remarkable because they haven't done that in 30 years. But, I mean, what you're seeing after the OG trade, is it something that you're like, no, that's what they are? Or will there be eventually, you know, an evening out of this success that they've had, I mean, literally right after the trade happened?
Yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to have a little bit of a bump in the road, and we'll see if these injuries do take a little bit of a toll here. But listen, I'm the crazy one back in September who said Phoenix Knicks in the NBA Finals.
Yes, you did.
So I'm not going off that right now. But I think they have probably more of an identity than they did before the. And I thought, you know, they had, you know, somewhat of a defensive identity, but I think OG has given them. Yeah, I mean, goodness. I mean, top three, top four team in the NBA as far as from a defensive standpoint. The hard part, Alan, and as you know, is that you got to get out of that 4-5 range.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to get up to three somehow or two somehow, because you don't want Boston. And I know you can beat Boston. You don't want Boston in the first round. I would rather take my shot on Philly or Milwaukee in the second round if you get out of the first round.
You know, how patient are you going to be with the Randall injury? Are you going to allow OG to kind of see if he can show that he has a offensive part of the game, or what's some of the back end of the roster that you think are targets that's what people want to know? Because everybody wants to go DeAndre Murray, and I don't know if you want to give up that many assets if you say that the landscape is going to be what it is next year with all the, you know, equity, draft capital and equity and good contracts that they have. So is it Brogdon? Is it Burke? Like, what is it on the back end?
Because Bart wants names, Bobby. That's what he wants. He wants names.
Yeah, because, I mean, is there any concern that Brunson is going to get burnt out?
If it only cost me the Dallas first, which, you know, is top 10 protected, probably in the 18-19, not a great draft, I'd go after Malcolm Brogdon. You've got the Fournier contract there. I would put a first on the table. Do you have him for next year? He's under contract there. I think it alleviates some of the weight that Brunson's carrying, because eventually it's gonna build up here. We're gonna get the All Star break in a couple weeks, so that will help here. But I as you saw last night against Charlotte, I mean, him and DiVincenzo basically kind of guided this team here, and Dante's been really good here. But I do think you don't need to make a splash, but I do think hopefully your front court gets healthy, and then you maybe add another guard. But McBride's been good also, but as I said, if it's only a first, and it's that Dallas first, or maybe you do what you did last year. You traded Portland, top 14 protected first. That's how you got Josh Hart. I think that's something that you should certainly look at.
Bobby, when we're looking around the league, and again, the deadline's always like the fun time for everybody because we can speculate and we can come up with, like we're doing right now, like we were playing, you know, the trade machine, which is everybody's favorite toy this time of year. But when I look around the league, I look at certain teams that, you know, might do like what the Knicks are doing, which is just like nibble here, nibble there. But the Lakers feel like a team that, again, just like last year, could be incredibly active. But will they have the ability to do that because of the market and a lot of teams maybe waiting to the offseason? Are the Lakers just going to be a mid team, what they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got one tradable first in 2029. And then outside of Reeves, what player on that roster, I mean, certainly LeBron and AD, what player on that roster has got positive net value that you don't have to attach something to? I mean, I think that's, and then listen, they've turned over the roster two or three different times in a span of a year since last January here. And, you know, same with Golden State. Like, there's no magic wand out there that all of a sudden this Warrior team is going to get better by that one player unless they start closing out games better, which they haven't done here. Mm. But that's what you're looking at for those teams out there. Certainly with the rules are right now. Levine is, you know, you rarely hear anything about Zach LaVine out there. There's really not a market unless one of these, you know, Charlotte or Detroit, these rebuilding teams all of a sudden want to kind of dip their toe at the end of the pool.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Golden State because in watching Golden State, and it's a proud group of players that's been together with a long time, but it just seems like the window is closed. Like, and you look at the others, whether it was going to be Moody or Kuminga, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to catch lightning in a bottle. Like, what do you do with, like, Draymond and his shenanigans and moving forward, trying to find a way to build around Steph, who's still an amazing talent? The show that him and LeBron put on
the other night was
amazing. And it's almost like a guy like Steph deserves better. I know, you know, they've treated him well. They've spent as much money as they could be. But it looks like that core four is over.
Well, especially, you know, and Curry's got two more years after this year. Especially, you know, the Klay Thompson situation is going to be interesting to follow as far as a guy who's going to be a free agent here. There's been nothing as far as extension talks. You know, Chris Paul's still out. He shifted a little bit towards some of these younger players with Kuminga and Podzinski and Moody here. I said it, you know, I was talking about Philadelphia. If I was Philadelphia, I would say, what would it cost us to go get Klay Thompson? That's what I would do if I was in Philly, because it's a guy that fit as far as their timeline, as far as it's a guy on an expiring contract, and it's a guy that, you know, could help us right now, you know, for the short term, and maybe we can go out and re-sign him. And I think for Golden State is that they're, you know, 4 or 5 under 500. Best case scenario is that they're probably in that 9-10 play-in tournament here, which, you know, who knows in the Western Conference? You know, you might get Minnesota or Oklahoma City if you can get to the 1-8 matchup and you get a fighter's chance there. But you just don't see it getting better. I mean, they're in every one of these games, but the inability to close these close games here is like a continual trend.
It's funny. The Sixer thing is interesting because you're talking about them like going forward, which I agree. Like, that's the kind of move you make if you're the Sixers. But I'm curious if you have any concerns about Embiid longevity. Like, his numbers when he plays are off the charts. Their record when he doesn't play is awful. And so it shows you that everything rests on that balky knee of his. Do you have faith that the Sixers can still find a way to get to the finish line? Because it always feels like once he gets to the second round, not only do bad things happen, but he also physically breaks down. Like, I almost feel like we're seeing it again. It's already to me, it's the cautionary tale of Joel Embiid. You're going to fall in love with him, but that knee, I don't think, is ever going to let him get to the finish line as the main guy. And right now, he's the main guy. He's it there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going by past history, then no. I mean, what faith can you have? I mean, Embiid would be a perfect guy in a 50-game season. You know?
It's true.
I mean, 82 games, you know, takes its toll on it, and we're not even at the halfway point here, but it's starting to take, you know, wear down, and you saw them, you know, no Maxey and no Embiid, and you've got no chance in Portland last night, and you lose to a 13-34 Trailblazers team by 26 points. And it's, you don't, I mean, he, as good as Tyrese has been, the rest of your roster is just a group of role players.
Right.
I mean, that's the reality of it here. So you can go out and make a couple trades and maybe get some short-term fit, but if Embiid's not on the court, you got no chance getting, you know, to an Eastern Conference final or an NBA finals.
Yeah, that's got to be the biggest challenge for the Sixers, is just never mind the MVP. Oh, he has to play 65 games. The hell with that. He already won one. I need him to be as close to 100% in the playoffs, because without him, you have no shot. And then we're just resetting and doing the same thing year after year. But I'm not crying for the Sixers, not here in New York. Bobby, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Bobby Marks, of course. All the years of experience he has in the front office, and then, of course, with us at ESPN. And just a lot of fun on ESPN.com right now. Just trades we'd like to see. And then there's a couple with the Knicks, but the one that he came up with, the Mikal Bridges one, man, could you imagine you put all those Villanova guys together on a team? Forget about chasing a star. That's just a whole culture of winners that you would have on your team. But he said,
yeah, nice,
they haven't made
too.
A trade since 1983.
Yeah. 83. Chances are, yeah.
It was the Knicks sent an 84 second round pick to the Nets for Len Elmore. Yes, the Len Elmore.
The Len Elmore.
That's just hilarious. All right, 800-919-3776. Coming up, so Stephen A. did a top five list that we completely disagreed with. Top five duos in sports history. And the list does not include any NFL duos.
Chip and Dale.
And Chip and Dale should be on that list, too.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. So we're going to make our own list and make it better. Think you can help us? 800-919-3776. Maybe we'll bring in someone else to help us as well. Another expert. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Barton Han. Got a special treat for you here momentarily. But I just want to remind you, Sebastian Maniscalco has added a fifth show to his run at Madison Square Garden next September. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets now at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 11 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. With no further delay, it is Bart Hanna, and we are privileged to bring in Don LaGreca. The case
Hello.
Show begins at the top of the hour.
Don,
but what? We're making him work extra because we like to do lists, and Don's the best.
Bring your time
at
and a half
lists.
This week, Don.
I do?
A time and a half.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
We're contributing to that. Just put in the timesheet. I'm sure it'll be...
you guys
I'm
have
sure
a timesheet? I don't have a timesheet.
You fill out a timesheet, don't you?
They'll give you a PTO day. They'll give you a paid PTO day.
Bart's right. Timesheet, it says 11:58 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And, to, and 2:58.
Well, I was going to say like 1:59.
2:20. So Stephen A. did a top five list on First Take today.
Yes.
And we watched it, and we both were like, the hell with this.
No, why?
I'll give it to you. It is the top duos in sports history. Number five.
So political.
Gretzky-Messier.
He wanted to have Canadians.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. Number four, Kareem Magic. Already, like, number four? All right. Pair with me. Right. Number three, I'm going to say the last names, and you tell me if you can name them. Cooper Swoops.
That was for inclusion. He didn't want the women to get at him.
I am
assuming it's
WNBA. Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops. Two great players.
That was about inclusion.
But we're talking about, like all due respect.
Yeah, stop it. they would make top five women groups.
And then the top two
okay.
is number two, Kobe Shaq. Number one, Pippen Jordan.
Okay.
Are we missing any NFL at all here? Because, as I told Bart.
Missing the NBA.
Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. No, all kidding aside. But honestly, like, you could go Mahomes, Kelsey. You could go
Brady Gronk.
Yeah. Who are you taking out?
You could
go Montana Rice.
Yeah, Montana Rice. That is terrific.
By the way, Montana Rice does sound like a dancer you might have met in Atlanta.
I know one.
Montana Rice.
Anyways, are we missing some names off this? I think the Gretzky Messier one. I'm glad that one's there because they were one of. I mean, they were just. Insane winners.
Well, see, we're thinking about, you know.
I mean, Russell and Cousy.
What about?
Oh, wait. Wait till I tell him your take on Bill Russell. Yeah. He's going to eat you alive.
Oh, my God. There's a lot coming at me here. I feel like I'm a goalie.
We need three hours with Don LaGreca.
I don't even have a
we
chance.
We really to, do. We need 3 hours.
Can I dust pail in a rebound here and at least be able to retort on any of these things?
Yeah. And what about this? How about that, Daddy?
And that.
All right, so you want to find great teams, right? So great, one of the great teams in football history to me, Steelers. So I would go...
Swan and Bradshaw?
No, I was going to say Swan and Stallworth.
Yeah.
Two Hall of Fame wide receivers.
Okay.
All right, so you're thinking quarterback, two receiver. So they didn't connect with each other, but they were two duos.
Right, okay.
I could go Duper Clayton, too, but they just weren't Hall of Fame worthy.
Nightmares when I hear those
But those
names.
Are the ones that... those are the ones... any other football ones? I'm just trying to see...
Not really, nothing stands out.
Because who was the main receiver for Kurt Warner?
Bruce or
Holt. But you can go Holt Bruce with the same kind of logic that I did with the Steelers.
How about Lewis and Scott? See how he just completely went quiet on you? Disrespect.
What's Lewis?
Right. Anyways,
those are the four. I'm trying to think of some like defensive pairings. Anybody that you can think of from a defensive standpoint in the NFL?
I mean, you had Mean Joe Green and they didn't win any Super Bowls though. But like Reggie Brown and
they didn't win a Super Bowl.
The football one, Bart had it, is Rice and Montana.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe the greatest football player of all time.
Okay.
The Super Bowl connections, and it might be one.
Yeah.
Because really, how long, Magic and Kareem?
Well, they won a bunch of. I mean, they win five. Did they win five together?
No,
they didn't win all.
I think Kareem has five, so one was a minute.
But Kareem was clearly at the end. What is his fat? Last season was what, 87?
Yeah.
He still
And Magic's so. First year was 79. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
They were together. Right they run what? But he was already established
Kobe
as a Hall of Famer.
Kobe Shaq was short lived.
Kobe Shaq was very short.
I don't know how that could be number two.
You can't.
Short lived. Pippen Jordan is.
Now, Pippen Jordan, you can't debate.
No.
And even.
Indisputable.
What about Duncan Ginobili?
The thing about Gretzky, Messier,
not Ginobili.
I don't think they even played on the same line a lot.
No, they never were. They rarely were linemates.
So it's just looking at two good players on the
same
team.
On the same team that won a lot of championships.
Yeah.
But they weren't. Were they a duo? I guess that's the other thing, right? Is duo means like you work together, like in your field together.
Right.
Because you can't do baseball duos. Because where's the teamwork in baseball?
Unless you did a second and
like a pitcher and a or a battery, you know, you just get the
but still, the pitcher's not there all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really difficult with baseball. I agree. Like I said, a double play combination, second and shortstop would be the only one.
Yeah, right.
You know, Trammell and Whitaker come to mind away.
Look at you.
But I wouldn't put them on the list there.
No. No. Again, they would have to have been just epic. Like epic duo, and you just
And plus, Messier won after Gretzky left.
True.
Like a lot of the guys we're talking about, Shaq. Like, what were when they got split up? What happened?
Bossy Trottier.
Yeah,
that's a
good,
duo.
That's a good. Yeah,
four
exactly.
straight cups,
yeah.
five straight, and
right.
Bossy just dominated the league, 500 goals.
I might put
Trottier
that,
one of the great scorers of all time.
I might put that. About.
That's Irvin a duo. Aikman?
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, they were so driven by Emmitt Smith. Like I look at that offense.
Yeah, Aikman doesn't have great.
It wasn't
numbers.
It wasn't as dynamic as Rice Montana. right? As great as it was, believe me, I hated those Cowboy teams. Respected them, though.
Well, that's the problem. That's what I mean. You hate them, but respect them. That was Dan Marino.
We haven't had that many dynasties.
For me. No, we haven't. That's why.
Kelsey
Mahomes is becoming that, is it not?
God, I hate to kill the WNBA one, but you know, it's,
listen. I covered that when the league. I was still getting into my sports writing years, so I was covering the WNBA back then, late '90s. So I knew those teams.
Yeah,
and you know, they were really good, but I wouldn't put them in the pantheon of all time great duels. There are more, and like we just said, the Montana Rice is certainly one of them.
Yeah, that's got to be there. So we'll get on Stephen for that today.
Right. Let me throw this at you.
Yes.
Rich Cimini had this. So in the current issue of Sports Illustrated, which is nice to know it's somehow still being published.
And where'd he find it?
Well, online.
It's on a black web.
A panel of 31 experts, which I don't know if it's AI or not, but 31 experts ranked the 50 most influential teams in NFL history.
Unbelievable. Mm.
So we're talking about 104 years and 2,300 teams. Number one on the list, the 1968 New York Jets.
I don't buy it.
Their win in Super Bowl III was deemed the most important in pro football history.
Is it because of the merger?
Yes, of course it's because.
Stop it. We got to stop. You got to know your history.
Go ahead.
All right? First of all, I'm going to throw respect to the Jets. It's not as big an upset as people make it out to be. They did not share common opponents. Right? So how did they even come up with the number? The only reason they came up with a 14-16-point spread is that nobody respected the AFL because of what happened with the Chiefs and the Raiders going up against the Packers. They didn't know. They didn't do the work. So for all we know, the Jets were the better team anyway. Maybe should have won by more points. So let's not disrespect the Jets to be the little engine that could and the AFL to be nobodies. They proved it and continue to prove it. The Chiefs won the next year against Minnesota.
Right.
So stop that. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, the merger was already done.
It's third year.
So stop. Well, if it wasn't going to take, were going to give it back.
The feeling was legitimized it because I believe it was the Packers dominated the first two.
Of course, the Packers, Vince Lombardi.
Yes.
And it was Kansas City and Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's just say, for sake of argument, that they were timid about the merger. Maybe we shouldn't have done this if the Jets ended up losing to the Colts.
Well, the next year,
Kansas City beats Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe it is one of the most overrated takes in sports.
Why do you think it gets the attention it got? Because if Denver does it, it's there you go. It was first Namath and his fame and New York.
And he called a shot.
That's what gave it the legitimacy, the coverage, the attention. All of it was because of Namath and New York.
So why can't that be the story?
Why
are we going to make it something it's not?
Because if it wasn't Namath and New York, Don, it wouldn't have had the impact that it had. So my argument is not necessarily it's that Jets team was just this all-time great team. It was the moment. It had to all come together where you had the market, the superstar, and the attention, and that now made it go, whoa, that's special. This thing works. Now we'll look forward to this every year.
Now, it didn't, after they won, everybody's like, oh, give me a break. So what? You caught the Colts on a bad day. They should have started Unitas, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And my dad told me the story. My dad hated Namath, by the way, because he was a big NFL guy, hated the AFL.
Okay.
There was a small earthquake about 10 years ago in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, where my father is buried, because Joe Namath came into the studio and kissed me on the cheek. And my father spun so fast in the grave that they actually got a reading in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. But he told me that going into the preseason game, 1969 preseason Giants-Jets, the pressure on the Giants to beat the heck out of the Jets, to prove everybody wrong that this league shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So I understand the significance of the win, but the merger was going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kansas City would have gotten all the accolades had the Jets lost the game. So why can't we just say the Jets were a heck of a football team?
Perfect timing.
They made the prediction.
It worked out.
It was a perfect storm.
Yeah,
right?
It worked out.
And sometimes it's about the significance and the time and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to think of another.
On some more important topics.
Like the Pistons beat it. Never mind.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. By the way, was that the first year they called it Super Bowl?
Yes.
Super Bowl III? Right?
Yes.
Was that the first time they used that phrase, right, for that one? So there's all that
televised
stuff
on two different networks
because
the AFL rights and the NFL rights were still, in existence.
Yeah. That's why it's so important.
And then somebody told me, because, again, people are just morons. Honestly, back in the day, I think people like 50, 60, they were stupid. putting a goal post to the goal, not right. having overtime. There was a time the NFL didn't even have the playoffs. Like, nobody, nothing occurred to people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Giants have a logo with a lowercase NY. I always give the excuse because we're at war and they didn't care about things like
no,
that.
No, it was too busy. Plus, they would have leather helmets. I mean, you didn't really have a lot to do there.
No.
Take a crayon, just throw the NY.
The goal post at the goal line was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I still to this day can't believe that somebody did that. That'll work.
I would just you talk about all these drive routes. I would just run drive routes directly at the goal post.
I want to see. Can we see video? Somebody put together like an entire video of guys just running into it. like you're looking this
right.
way.
But just imagine, right?
Oh.
Just imagine you're running behind the pole. You come and you catch it in front of the pole. You run and you grab it and swing yourself around.
The guy chasing you around the pole. That'd be tremendous. But we have bigger things to get to here with you, Don LaGreca, and we appreciate you for the time. And the K-Show, of course, is the top of the hour. Is that Bart, for the first time on Friday, is going to experience something that every man, when he gets to a certain age,
right.
you know, has to experience, mm-hmm. and for some of us, multiple times.
Why did my doctor tell me to go early?
They changed it. It used to be, you're talking about the colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy yeah. is on Friday for Bart. He's very nervous. His anxiety's been through the roof today. We opened the show with
drinking
this.
Water, all clear fluids. No nuts, no nothing.
Okay. So I imagine you are, you know, a man of great experience, so you have endured this before. Can you give him any words of advice?
Enjoy it. It's a male spa day.
It's a male spot.
That's what I look forward to. I would have it like every 3 months. But good. Honestly, I think it's because, all right, the worst part is the purge, right?
Yeah, what about the preparing the day
before?
So what?
First of all, you're going to be home, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're not out and about where it's going to be a problem.
Were you
light-headed? You catch up on some reading? No.
Reading?
They used to have these concoctions that were terrible. You like Gatorade? You played football. You like Gatorade?
Yeah.
It's you put it in there, you're drinking Gatorade, all right, and you're having some.
Is it a pill tablet or is it the big goop?
No, I just had a powder that I put into the Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
Got a pitcher of it, mm-hmm. poured like you had to drink it like every 15 minutes or whatever.
How much I need? Six. You got to finish a whole Gatorade.
You got to drink a lot, right? Read but down. You catch up on your reading, you stay close reading. To the bathroom. The first times I did, I worked from home. I still did the show, and I went there commercial break.
Why are you taking a day off,
so now,
man?
Maybe I can.
It's a bad job.
Yeah, maybe
really
I can
want
do it.
You to be
no,
because
he doesn't. He's worried about this. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the whole lay of the land, all right? You catch up on your reading. You'll feel great after it's done because you purged. Now you're going to feel like you lost weight. You're going to be feeling good. And you're going to go in.
I'm going to see all my abs.
You're going to feel great. And then you go in for the procedure itself. And you're going to have that Michael Jackson sleep, man. It's going to be 45 minutes to an hour of the best sleep ever.
Ever.
Right? For some reason, one of the times I dreamed about Chad Pennington. I don't know why.
Did his shoulder come up?
Just couldn't throw outside the hash marks. And I'm out. But you wake up refreshed. You feel like you lost weight.
Hmm.
Then you go home, and that meal that you have after it's all over is going to be one of the best meals you ever had in your life. Hmm. And then the doctor's going to tell you you're all clear, and it's just, and you're going to be like, man, I wish I could book another one for next month.
But they say you have uncontrollable flatulence.
We had a caller that warned Bart. See, that's the problem. Is you say, get people that
Aaron.
Start telling you things that are bad. And so one caller said that because they push something in you.
Say your butt just going to be whistling all day.
That now you're going to have all
I
this
didn't
air
experience
stuck
that,
in
but
you.
I will tell you that when you wake up from this fabulous sleep, the nurse or whoever's there is going to tell you, all right, just rip one and then you can go. They won't let you go until you pass that air. So I think what happened to that person is they probably sent him home before doing that.
Got you.
So... That's how many times you get permission to do that? That's another perk.
So
you're in a room full of like men, women gathered around, and they're telling you got to do that.
Can you just tell them that you did it, or they have to hear it themselves?
They got to hear it. They want to know that you passed it. So now you're really hoping
so
that you can wake
you
up dead
like
with it. Come on, how often are you in a room with women where they're encouraging you? Won't let you leave until you do it.
Would they grab your feet and push your legs back?
No,
and
they're
help
not going
to
help you.
No.
I'm just saying, most of the time you're in that environment, and you got to do that. You're crossing your legs. You're sweating. You're hoping not to. This one, they're telling you. You can't go until you do
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you reabsorb it.
So you want to leave, right?
Boy.
You want to go home and get that fabulous dinner I'm talking about. So you let it rip. You'll never do that in a room full of people and be encouraged to do it. There's like nothing bad about it.
I'm excited.
You just want to make sure. I'm telling you. I'm not lying to you.
He's got you fired up.
The fact that people are scared of this thing is just so stupid. You don't feel a thing.
So should I do? Should I do but one
tell
every
him
3 months?
Biggest, tell him your biggest.
What is your biggest?
Tell
fear,
him your honestly. Biggest fear.
I don't want anybody making fun of me, like putting their sack on my forehead or something while I'm asleep.
He thinks they're going to take pictures of him while he's asleep and do things with him.
All right. Well, number one, it's really stupid that you think that. Right. That, but number two, if things like that happen, it's probably happened to you before. You don't know. So what's the big deal?
I sleep with one eye open.
Oh, come on. The things that he... Stop.
Gripping his pillow tight.
You are a former NFL player, a great one, by the way, and a terrific talk show host. You should, this should be a PSA moment. You should be telling people because they should be going, man. And it used to be 50. Now they bring it down to 40 because this is a serious issue.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any colon cancer in your family?
No.
So you got nothing to worry about, man.
I think he just
man.
Want me to do it because he want me to be part of the club.
He's just worried.
So you're gonna, when would we see? Because your schedule's kind of scattered. When do we see you?
Monday.
Well, I got virgin butt, so like, how big is the wire, first of all? Boy. I want to be stretched out.
Oh, you've got, did he say?
Yes, he did.
I'm not going to repeat it.
No, it's.
What do you think goes on?
I don't know how big the tube is, man.
Let me tell you something. I had back in when the Giants lost to the 49ers in the playoffs, that huge come from behind win for the 49ers, trade junk and garbage. I made myself so sick on the air. I had a huge rant. I wake up the next day, I had 3 kidney stones. Wow. Not caused by that. I had 3. Ooh. One they blasted with a laser. Ugh. One passed on its own. The other one they had to go and get.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Now, and I'll give you a hint.
Fishing.
They didn't open me up.
Yeah, they had to go
they
fishing.
They went
through
the other opening.
Yeah, the entrance.
Yeah.
So if they can go through there and I don't feel a thing
Nothing.
And survive it, the other end is the Lincoln Tunnel.
Okay.
So what are you worried about? This guy, you went up against offensive linemen that weigh 50 pounds heavier than you.
You understand.
Smacking
these guys
the
are
side
the
of
biggest
the
babies. You know that, right?
You should like, be skipping to this.
100%.
Because they say when you go get your prostate, they say tell the doctor to use his pinky. If he can't find it with the pinky, then go
and
ahead.
You tell him to read.
I'll just fight
you
cancer.
Tell me that he'll catch up on his reading? This is a man who has 1,236 unread text messages. Show him on his phone.
Well, you're going to catch up on him if you decide to commit to those text messages.
You make sure there's a picture
when
Claire Huxtable.
So when
Thursday, I got to prep. I'm going to start right after the show. Maybe since now you give me courage that I can do it, I can just do it on the air, and I can just turn my mic off whenever if I have to poot something.
And that doesn't normally happen.
Because you do that often.
All right,
you're welcome, everybody,
this
conversation, and we will finish up with some thoughts before we hand it off to Don LaGreca and the K-Show coming up next day with us.
Me and Don should do a PSA.
But first...
Should cost him a little, cost him a lot, but it will cost him.
Last year at the Super Bowl, everybody, Rob Gronkowski went wide left on FanDuel's Kick of Destiny. Now he's back for Kick of Destiny 2. Electric Boogaloo. Yes, this time you can play along. All you have to do is choose if Gronk will make or miss. Get your free pick in now because if you're right, you'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets. Everyone can get in on the action when Gronk takes his shot at redemption before Super Bowl 58. Whether you're team make or team miss, just head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get your pick in. It's absolutely free. Then tune in before the game to see Gronk live.
I want to go home.
You'll win a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you're right. New to FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and older, physically present in New York. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who make the correct pick. Prize issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook for help with the gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The final week, by the way, everybody, of Superbox Bonanza 5 and your last chance to get your box for the big game. All qualifiers get a $25 Fanatics gift card and a chance at one of 10 Superbox prizes. This year's big game payouts, $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime. Final score payout of $2,000, all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge. Say it for me, Bart.
Get at me.
No, it's not. Get at me.
Wow!
Come get some.
That's what it is. Full contest details, of course, you can go to superboxbonanza.com. It's always great to have Don on. Like, he's so much fun. And also going up with these, coming up with these like top five lists and different things. Like, those are always the best things to do. And K-Show is just coming up momentarily, so I'm sure they'll continue that and everything else. So tomorrow, Bart, we have Garrett Wilson, right? We're doing that event with him after the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, man.
And then you have First Take and Get Up, and then, of course, the moment becomes real.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe we should play that in the air tonight, especially since apparently you'll have air to let out.
I can hear it coming in the air tonight.
I'll see you on the broadcast tonight. See you tomorrow, Bart.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.